love in a woman's eyes. Stop shopping, precious child. Radio.
Today on My Fix It Up Life.
We're waking them up for the love of the game. We're rebuilding together inside Handy Magazine. Tricked out, two pet zones at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas.
To help us fix householder problems, we'd love to solve, ask this old house producer, Chris Wolf, takes us behind the scenes and behind the walls.
We kick it cool school with the first ever Muck Boots Muck Off.
And sleep innovation keeps us DIYing in comfort.
Make it right, Mike Holmes rips it down, builds it back, brings up his passion for the game of getting it done.
Football All-Pro and All-Hustle Pro Bowl player Jack Youngblood kicks the mud out of his cleats and huddles up to talk leadership, endurance, and the game of life.
Right now on the My Fix It Up Life Game On Edition.
Galactic Pride, cold beer on Friday night, their jeans fit just right, radio love.
Radio's on, sun is out, and we're here inside, outside the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the weather is not as nice where you are.
You know, I am very happy to be outside of the convention center right now. I can't really say that I've ever gone to a convention where I'm glad that I was outside of it, because usually all the awesome exhibits and everything, all the cool tools and stuff are inside. But awesome is happening all around us here at the outdoor exhibit.
Awesome.
And it's a gorgeous day in Vegas.
It's absolutely everywhere. And I think everyone here in the crowd gathered around us can agree to the humble, smiling guy right here. Anybody know who this is? How does your ego stay in check, Mike Holmes?
Oh, geez.
Thank you for joining us.
How about me?
Way.
How about you guys? You're growing. You got a guitar player behind you, cameras, people loving you. This
we
is
do?
All good.
Well, thank you very
it
much.
It is good, and we are so happy to see you. And you travel a lot.
Yeah, a little too much, actually.
Now, I imagine that most people ask you about building houses. I'm going to ask you about packing for travel, because you're wearing this jacket here that is perfect for traveling, and I imagine that you have gotten traveling down to a science.
I would like to say I'm a professional. One thing you don't do. I don't check my luggage. You got to bring it on your plane. You got to take everything you need. And for a 7-day trip right now, I have everything I need in my carry-on. I never check luggage. I hate waiting for my luggage and end up losing it half the time anyways.
So I can imagine, too, like, you know, customer service, when you have to get on the phone or complain or whatever it is, they probably don't want to see you coming.
Probably not, but I learned years ago. Once you do it once, it's like you know, make the same mistake twice.
No.
I'm gonna pack it. And you bring things that you can use.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
smart.
Like the jacket.
Travel tip.
You're traveling so much. You travel all the time for the shows, for productions, for trade shows like this. When you're at home, do you ever actually just accidentally go out for milk and end up in St. Louis?
I would actually like to do that. It doesn't happen. I would like to, like, by accident, you know, get to my boat. No, it doesn't work that way. My life is extremely scheduled, and unfortunately, if I had to go to the hospital, I'd have to check my schedule.
Now, you're here at the National Hardware Show for 3M,
yes.
And safety glasses that are so cool that they have the ear protection in them that are part of keeping them on you at the same time.
Well, part of the 3M tech line, I tell you, why did I team up with 3M is because they said to me, can we make a pair of glasses for you? And I went, yes. You know, I'm tired of the ones that I put on that are uncomfortable, that don't work, that fog up, that scratch. And you know what? We have a tendency that if they're not comfortable, we're not going to wear them. So I gave them a challenge. I said, you know what? I want a pair that aren't going to fog. You got to make them scratch resistant. I don't want them falling off my head. They better be comfortable, and they better look cool. Well, they came back, and it wasn't too much longer. It was just a few months later, and they brought out a pair that I went, wow. And now there's a variety of them with all in the same theory, and it makes sense that if you can wear a pair of safety glasses that look cool, you're going to wear them. But secondary, that they can hang around your neck and have earplugs. It's like you're actually going to use them. Because the problem with safety out there is people are not using them because it's inconvenient. Make it convenient, make it comfortable, make it cool, they'll make it right.
I like that. Now, I have a mission for you I want you to go on for me.
Yes.
The perfect woman's tool belt.
Well, it's not pink. I don't know what this is about.
I know.
It's pink.
The thing is that I have a pink tool belt, and it's not because it's pink. It's because that's the only tool belt that is short enough, that has enough pockets and everything in it, that fits me right. I haven't found one in any other color that sort of fits me right, but I need more places to put things.
I'm going
to
help you.
Okay.
Instead of buying a tool belt that is really already pouched, mm-hmm. you buy yourself a work belt. And buy all the different pouches and all the electrical places, plumbing places, different places, and even a special ops place. So somewhere, you know, where the special forces go, you should see the stuff they have.
Ooh.
And what you can do then is suit up your whole belt all the way around with different, really, pockets for what you're looking to put in it. Like, it depends on the tools you want, right?
You know, Mike, that's great advice. I don't know if Teresa knows anybody, say, in her personal life who's maybe done that.
That's what he has.
I don't know if she's ever seen that every
day. I know.
So he did say this to you.
He did.
No, I didn't know this question was coming.
No. Yeah, it's one of the things that I am always, people always ask me, why do you have a pink tool belt? Ha, 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 you're a girl, ha, ha. But, you know, it's pink because it works.
No, you want a cool, you want a tool belt that people are going to say, where'd you get that?
Yes.
I want to buy that. That's really cool. I like that.
Yes.
That's how you do it.
I want a glamour belt, though. I really,
what do you mean
I want it to be glamorous, like sparkly or something, but not pink. You know, something that's glamorous.
Carpenter pencil, schoolboy pencil, lip gloss.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You can do that. You can have everything. And make sure it's just 3M safety glasses.
That's right. That's right.
I'm telling you, you're good.
Now, here's a carpentry question, total carpentry geek that I am. When you go from framing or rough carpentry to doing trim or something, do you change your pencil?
No, I'm a freak for pencils. I don't like the big square pencils. They do not work for me. They're not accurate. I'm extremely accurate. I want the old pencil you use in school, the round one, and I carry my own sharpener.
You have pencil
boom,
sharpener?
It's in the air, and I'm right on my mark. So, you know what? An eighth of an inch is an eighth of an inch, right?
Yeah.
It still is. Yeah, we have to check Bureau of Weights and Measures to see if it's still true.
If you're out an eighth, it's not good.
We first started doing projects together. I used to use a mechanical pencil mm-hmm. because it's so precise, and he used to make fun of me.
You mean an architect's pencil?
Yes, well, that's because that's my background.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
And he made fun of you?
Yes.
That's because you probably did it good.
Yeah.
So he's playing with you.
Yeah.
The marks, Mike, were literally invisible. I couldn't.
They weren't
invisible. Too light.
I couldn't find them.
I could see them.
Where's the X? This big. Are you kidding me? I wanted to finish in my lifetime.
Well, you make small notations when you come from design and architecture. You're not, you know.
That's true.
It is very,
yes,
it is very true.
True.
It is very true. I couldn't read it on the band joists for the deck that we were building. So I'm just throwing it out there.
Well,
you know?
I guess you couldn't push too hard because you keep breaking
the
tape.
Yes, exactly.
There are a billion little pieces of lead everywhere.
He doesn't have time to look for small things like that. He wants to move fast, go quick, and he wants to get it done.
I almost like to ask you, never mind, actually. I was going to ask you, are you fast in everything you do?
Yes.
You see how fast she answered that?
Wait, what's that over my head? Oh, that's a bus that I'm under. Yeah, it looks good under it. Might as well change the transmission fluid.
You know, getting back to the job site, though, you are fast in everything you do. Like, he runs up and down a roof. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, he's a worker.
Yeah.
You talk about it. You're not out there when you're a business owner for the greater good of carpentry, right? You're there to do it properly and make money at the same time. And that just got under my skin, and I like it. I like going fast.
Well, not just that. If you work and you keep going, your day goes, you know, I find a look on my watch and say, I need 4 more hours. I'm going. But if you go slow and drag your butt around like a freaking snail or a dog with worms, you got an issue. You're going to be slow and you want to go home. I don't want to do that. I actually want to work hard. So good for you.
You're rocking the big watches. I've noticed this.
That's
about
a Casio.
It.
I can see that.
Yeah.
That's a shock watch.
G-Shock.
Gotta get an Aixon. The bigger watches are better. Here, try it on.
I don't think I can even lift that.
Try it on.
You can't even lift that.
I can't even. Oh, my God. Somebody help me out with it.
I love a big watch.
It is a heavy watch.
That is awesome.
I think a big watch is kind of hot, actually.
Of course, I could put this around my bicep, but
it looks good on you.
Did
it
I do it right?
It looks good on you.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Mike.
Okay, I want to ask you, you know, what is your biggest pet peeve working? Because our biggest thing that we can't stand, that we don't allow for, is lying. That's number one.
Well, that's you know, my dad always said to me, you're only as good as your word. And for one thing, and that's real, you will carry your word. So whether it's real or not, you're going to carry it with you. What does it hurt to tell the truth? It doesn't. Sometimes maybe it's too clear, you know, because I will speak my mind. And I'm not trying to offend you, and I'll apologize if I think it's too much. But, you know, telling the truth is a necessity. I think the things that I really don't like, a pet peeve, is a dirty job site. That will piss me off. Seriously.
Hallelujah.
I don't like it.
If it's under your feet, it's in your way.
Yep.
If it's in your way, it's taking your bandwidth. So, and you can't think about the trim detail, the framing detail,
the calculation.
And
you can't find anything.
Well, and you can damage things. Like, you know, all your corner beat, anything that's sitting out, the guys are walking. I'm like, hey, guys, pick that up. Put it in a place. My guys are so good, though, they know. Like, I want it clean. When I come on the job site, it's not for television. That's what I expect. I want it safe. I want to make sure no one gets hurt. And that's how you're going to get hurt. If you don't stay on top, if you don't stay clean, everyone gets hurt. And I don't like that.
Now you're very recognizable.
I'm not in my overalls.
I know. But do you ever sort of go incognito onto a project and try to slip in to see what happens when you're not around?
Now, how do you think I could do
that? I don't know. I'm thinking mustache.
I would have to put on a Jamaican hat.
I know.
Wear some, you know, like dreadlocks.
Yes.
And walk in like, yeah, man, what's up, you know. And even then, is it going to work? No. They'd be like, is that Holmes? I was in Nova Scotia.
See that outfit?
I was in Nova Scotia, and I'm wearing this big black rain hat. And I'm playing because of this. I was having fun. I was away from work, and this was years ago. And we were at the Blue Note 2, the big sailboat. So I'm standing there, and I'm playing. I'm like, there's the island Alcatraz right over there on the right. And this guy comes up to me and goes, are you Mike Holmes? I said, are you kidding me? you could just see my face. I'm not talking. And I said, I don't believe this. Yeah, I'm Mike Holmes.
Well, you know, that actually dovetails into a question I do have about your job and your life and TV. You see all these projects, and on Holmes Makes It Right, you did this stair lift for a little girl with cerebral palsy. And you're in these people's lives, and you're in very dramatic's the wrong word, very critical situations a lot of times, and you're really connecting with them. And then you get this guy in the sailboat. Do people forget that you're human, A, and B, are you human?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm human. I mean, imagine sitting in a restaurant, first of all, it blows me away that wherever you go, people know who you are. But sitting in a restaurant, and you're having dinner, and someone comes up and goes, I really hate to bother you, as you're putting a steak in your mouth. Can I just shake your hand? I'm like, yeah, sure. Can I get a picture? And I'm like, yep, sure. And then because he's done it, now the rest of the restaurant gets up, and before you know it, my dinner's cold. And it's they're the little things that just wait till I finish my dinner. We'll go party. I'll buy you a beer. We'll go to the dance hall. You know, that's okay. But they're the things that I go, wow, like, they said it. I don't mean to bother you, and they're not bothering me because I'm never going to get upset with that. I'll get up and take the picture. But it's like they need to do it at that moment or they're going to miss out.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Now let's go play.
Well, then they become like kind of stalky, though. Like they'll stalk you, and you probably don't want that.
Well, I've seen them
do
that.
Are you done yet?
They'll stand there, wait for a sec, stand there, and I'll look over and go, what's your name?
Well, on the other side of that coin, again, with this little girl, have you been on any or a lot of your projects that have surprised you emotionally? Like, you get it, you care, but
yeah.
Have you had, like, a holy crap moment?
Yeah,
where...
yeah. There was a show that, it was called For Annie, and the husband and wife, they had triplets, so three girls. Mm-hmm. And the whole rental was about the one daughter who was in a wheelchair, and then she died. And she died just before I came in to help them. And that really was hard on me. I got three beautiful kids. I have two grandkids, and, I mean, that killed me. And in front, we're filming this, and I'm standing there, and the cameraman and the husband loses control and starts crying terribly, terribly. I wouldn't allow that in the show. I pushed the cameraman away. I went over, and I hugged the guy. And for days, they were so... how could I say it? So sensitive, so not there, that all I could do was try and hold them up and keep doing this. And it was so hard to actually for me to watch the show But, you know, they wanted us to finish the job. I gave them the option. I said, we can turn this into anything. It doesn't have to be this way. And what they wanted it finished for Annie. So we called it for Annie.
Oh, wow.
And that touched me hard.
I saw that one.
Wow.
Yeah, I won't lie to you. I shut that one off.
Yeah.
I couldn't. That's why I asked you the question. You can't shut it off.
No.
You have to keep working.
Things that people don't realize or even imagine maybe is that when I do keynote speakers or events that I'm at, imagine every one of them, by the way, a husband and wife can come up to me in the front row. There's thousands of people, and they start crying. And they said, I've emailed you 10 times, and I'm trying to give you the package. We're in trouble. We need your help. Can you imagine this happens around the world? I can't help everyone. I want to. I really do. How do I say no? I'm booked solid for a year. Booked, just like crazy. But that's the hardest thing in my world right now is that I look at these husband and wife crying in front of everyone, and I can't help them.
Wow.
That's hard.
Wow.
You do make it right, though, Mike. It's about the successes, I suppose. I don't really have a good thing to say.
And it's about educating everyone, too. Educating everyone to ask the questions and
tell the truth
tell
and in
the
your
truth.
Own life. Do what Mike does. Make it right.
And keep the job site clean.
We'll be back with more of Mike Fix It Up Live.
Drove downtown in the rain. 9:30 on a Tuesday night. Just to check out the late night record shop. Caught a compulsive, you can call it compulsive, you can call it insane. When I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, a matter of condition.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
We're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we're inside the Handy Product Tool Test Zone.
We are. They're bringing it.
We're bringing it. We've got tools all over the place.
Yes.
We've got Handy Magazine experts. And
there's
we've
six
got
of them that are here that were hand-selected.
From all over the country.
To come here to test tools, and that is what they get to do all day long at the National Hardware Show.
And we're also here to talk about Rebuilding Together's awesome program.
Tradesperson of the Year.
Tradesperson of the Year. It's about the finding the person. That dude, that gal that's out there.
Is that dude?
Yeah, that dude.
Dude?
That dude. And I wanna now officially enlist the help of everybody who's out here, of Handy Magazine, if we can,
yes,
to put the word out for Tradesperson of the Year, because, A, we're looking. We're looking for that,
yes,
person who not only does well, but does good.
Yes, the tradesperson who gives back, who has integrity, all the things that Mike Holmes has been talking about.
And Holmes himself has a foundation.
Jack Youngblood
so
is talking about.
It.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's rttradespersonoftheyear.com. And for the first 100 people that nominate a tradesperson of the year, you get to have a gift card to Lowe's. Did you know that?
Lowe's is a sponsor of the whole thing. And no, actually, I didn't
know
that. Yeah,
the day that it opens, you get, if you nominate someone, you get a gift card. I think $25. Yeah, $25 gift card. So you want to be one of the first people to nominate. And if the person that you nominate wins, you win stuff too.
That's what I'm talking about. And whether you're doing it for yourself or you're doing it to give back or you're doing it because you're selfish, the Tradesperson of the Year wins a trip to and tickets to
the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, New York, New Jersey location.
Yes.
2014.
Two tickets to the Super Bowl. I think it's $500 in spending cash. All kinds of tools and cool stuff from the sponsors of Rebuilding Together's Tradesperson of the Year. And I think it's Choice Hotels and Lowe's that are the presenting sponsors right now.
Yeah, so you get a place to stay, which is handy when you go to New York.
Well, and you probably,
hotel rooms are hard to find.
And if you watch HGTV DIY Network, you've probably seen the PSAs on there. They run them for the Tradesperson of the Year. And our friend Chris Grundy...
We'll be kicking off the actual voting.
We'll be kicking it off with him.
With Il Grundy won! Yeah!
Yes.
At Rebuilding Together's awesome
Building a Healthy Neighborhood.
Building a Healthy Neighborhood. Yes. That's in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, we'll be
so that's
it.
When we'll kick off the voting. We need the selections. We need the nominees. But
to
then
start,
we got to start voting.
So start thinking about who is an awesome tradesperson that you know, a painter, a plumber, an electrician, a carpenter, whoever's doing awesome stuff. And then also does good stuff in their, good deeds in their professional, personal life, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what tells the story. Anybody who's going to do a good job on their own jobs and then pick up their tools on the weekends to help people, to help themselves.
Yes.
And especially now, and I'm not just saying this because we're involved with Rebuilding Together. I'm saying it because Sandy happens. I'm saying it because we're in Joplin. I'm saying it because we see it more and more. We need to pull together to make this country not just a better place, but the place it could be.
Well, I'm proud to be an American right now.
I'm proud to be an American!
No. Leave that to Tim Williams.
I don't have no idea what that song is.
No, but the Make It the Make a Difference tour, we were there at the launch in Moonaki, New Jersey. Ty Pennington, Rebuilding Together, Craftsman, traveling around to 20 different towns around the country this summer.
Yes.
They're going to be doing projects.
36 feet of twisted steel and sex appeal, baby.
Showing off.
Loaded with tools.
Showing off the new Harley-Davidson brand special edition Craftsman toolboxes. And they're going out to Sturgis. So super cool.
We're riding low on a fat boy out there. Those
really?
Those are motorcycles.
Really?
Yes, those are Harley-Davidson.
We need to go to break, so go to rttradespersonoftheyear.com.
And we'll be back with more. I think I'm lucky.
Wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
It's down south to the land of pine. I'm coming my way from North Carolina. Down up the road, praying to God I see it light. Well, it's later down the coast, it's 17 hours. Thinking me to blow, big and dark will fly.
Rock me back inside my fix-it-up life, inside the Handy Tool Test product test shop outside the National Hardware Show.
Yeah.
Surrounded by tools, surrounded by tool lovers.
Yeah.
Surrounded by experts.
And we're celebrating tradespeople, too.
We are celebrating tradespeople, too, Rebuilding Together's Tradesperson of the Year. Right now, I have a question.
Yeah, for me or for our guest?
For our guest,
oh, yes.
Chris Wolf, who is the producer of the great show, Ask This Old House.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks very much.
Thanks for being here with us. And you get the lucky job of hanging out with some awesome guys
that
we kind of heart admire and love.
Absolutely.
All day long.
Teresa speaks in Twitter, by the way. Because she hearts people, you know, the whole thing.
We have an 11-year-old, so it kind of flows from that whole middle school kind of thing.
Is it ironic?
I'm sorry, that's 140 characters right there.
Yes.
your
you can only speak in 140 characters, or something that you can, like, abbreviate, like all the texting things with the emoticons and stuff that she puts in every single email and everything that she does with us. A lot of emoticons,
a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
I'm not a big emoticon guy, I got to say.
No.
You know?
No. Are you more of a nuts and bolts guy? Just,
you know, if I have to, I will write ha, ha, ha. But the whole, you know, colon parentheses thing. It just doesn't quite work for me. Can't quite get there.
So you're here at the National Hardware Show. I have a feeling you're looking for things for the What Is It segment. Am I right?
You are partially right.
Okay.
I'm always looking for What Is It, whether I'm here or I'm at home or doing anything. I'm always looking for the objects that we use for the What Is It segment on the show.
Is there a place that you find them more than others?
This is a great spot. Absolutely. There's new products here. There's crazy inventive products that are brand new and designed to do one very specific thing. So it's this is a great spot for it. But you know, who knows? Sometimes I find them. Sometimes they're antique objects. Sometimes they're brand new products. Sometimes they come from the guys on the show themselves, from Tom Silva or Richard Trethewey or Roger Cook, or even Kevin O'Connor. You know, they'll come up with stuff. But this is a great spot to find them too.
And do you periodically bring them back and it's like a new product no one's ever seen before and the guys are like, are you kidding me? Where do we even start?
So it's funny. Sometimes when I bring the products back and I show them to the guys, at first they're pretty, you know, they can be a little dismissive if they haven't seen it before, they haven't actually worked with it, and there'll be some jokes around it. And then we'll shoot the segment, and then one of the guys will lean over and say, hey, if you're not doing anything with that, I'll take that home with me. You know?
Yeah, you know? I could
put that to work. So yeah.
Is really cool.
Yeah.
Now,
I was reading in your bio that you used to kick back with a sleeve of Oreos and some milk and watch this old house when you were a kid.
When I was a kid, absolutely.
Now, do you do that on set while you're producing Ask This Old House? Like, you have a director, like, you're sitting in, like, a chair and you're just, like, munching on Oreos,
I haven't, but you know what? I think that's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to get the sleeve, you know, of Oreos these days, but yeah, I think I'll probably try to
incorporate that into your...
Absolutely, a glass of milk, you know, mm-hmm. and whole milk and a sleeve of Oreos, so you can't really beat it. It's really...
You guys are doing a fantastic job. They'll all be better on camera after, like, once you're in that whole mojo of eating the cookies.
No, but seriously, I mean, I watched the show as a kid, and it is, you know, like, when I was a teenager, I would watch the show, and I would remember thinking to myself, like, can I come up with a tip that I could write in so I could get a This Old House baseball cap? I thought that would be the coolest thing in the world if I could score one of those somehow. So now the fact that I get to hang out with the guys that are on the show and actually work alongside them, it is incredible.
Have you gotten the baseball cap yet?
I did. I scored a T-shirt and a baseball cap. That's, you know, in the 11, 12 years that I've been doing it, I've managed to come home with a little bit of...
And in addition to your production duties, you've got, like, an all-hands-on-deck, like, you go out and make stuff and fix stuff with those guys?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, my primary job is to find the projects that we tackle on Ask This Old House, and there are all sorts of home improvement projects that we do on the show. We've done... Again, in the 10 or 11 years we've been doing it, probably 500 different projects, and it could be landscaping projects or plumbing projects or carpentry projects, and we get thousands of questions from people that are writing in asking us for help with their various projects. So the biggest part of my job is to go through that mailbag, try to find the questions that we think are going to make great segments for the show, talk to the homeowners, try to understand the problem a little bit better. Talk to our contractors, make sure that they've got a solution. Maybe it's something that we can actually solve, and then coordinate the shoot and actually try to pull it off.
In all that time, have you encountered a homeowner who surprised you in the sense that you pick them, you know, you're doing the project, whatever, they've got a flooring problem, mm-hmm. but there's a conspicuously locked door or series of doors, and then you go in the wrong one because you think it's a bathroom. They got like a room full of lizards in cages or just not expected behavior.
We saw that one.
That's why I'm asking.
We saw that one.
I was going to ask. It sounds like maybe you've had this experience.
Yeah. Yes. Not the exact context, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, part of the job is that you are, you know, visiting people in their homes and you get to see how they live. And it's one of the great parts about the job is that we get to travel around the country, see different home styles and meet different homeowners and see... you know, tackle different projects. So yeah, you do see some idiosyncrasies and some things that maybe you wouldn't run into every day. But for the most part, you know, the people that watch the show are fans of the show. They understand kind of what's involved and they know what the segments look like. So, you know, there haven't been, I can't think of any big surprises along those lines. There was one time I remember we were in California, outside of L.A., I think they call it the high desert area outside of L.A. The homeowner asked me, as many do, what should they wear? Is there any special outfit that they should wear? And I said, just dress comfortably, whatever you would normally wear should be fine for the show. And so we showed up, and she walked out, and she was dressed in a denim shirt, and she said, is this okay? And I said, absolutely, it looks great. And she turned around to walk back into the house, and she had embroidered across the back of her shirt the name of her town, and it said welcome, ask this old house, you know, embroidered on the back of her shirt specifically for us to be there. And I was like, actually, I think that might be a little bit over the top. You know, we weren't quite ready for that, but it was it was what she wanted to do to sort of make a statement and welcome us to her town.
And
nice.
Wow, unforgettable.
Yeah,
yeah.
That is. Do you have like any kind of bumping into them being too much of fans? Like they don't want, like they're in love with Roger.
Yeah.
I don't know why anyone would be.
Oh my God.
Treat it.
I kind of am in a lot of different ways.
Yeah,
I have to say.
But they're like, you have to spread 2 yards of bark mulch, and they're like, okay, can Roger do it?
I was a fan first and foremost too, so I know where they're coming from. You know,
yeah.
These guys are heroes to me, and the fact that I get to hang out with them is great. So when I see a fan who's excited that that we're there, I know where they're coming from. And yeah, people do get excited. I walked up to a homeowner once. The husband had written to us, and the husband and wife came out. And she said, do you mind, and Tom Silva, our general contractor, is with us, and she said, do you mind if I take a picture? And I said, no, that happens all the time. They wanted to get a picture with Tommy. And she didn't take a picture of Tommy. She took a picture of just her husband. And I said, you know, she sort of saw the quizzical look on my face, and she said, I just wanted to take a picture of my husband when he's the happiest he's ever been. And it was so touching, you know. It was really was wonderful.
You guys.
That is the sweetest thing ever.
Chris Wolf, and it's ATOH producer on Twitter.
But he
really are top notch, top drawer. That's a wonderful story.
But I got to say that he turned Ashes Old House into a love story. And you know what?
And that is a home improvement solution
that
you can't beat. And you can't beat us, but you have to take a break. We'll be back with more from the Handy Room at the National Hardware Show with more I Fix It Up Live.
What's a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of costs and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing ENERGY STAR qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at simonson.com/ENERGY STAR credit.
Whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
Suit up and boot up, baby.
Woo!
I got some new shoes here. I traded in my heels.
I'm kicking it new school.
My friend,
the
bartender over there was telling me I was
bartender.
Bartender, we're out here at the National Hardware Show.
You said bartender. I am minus one beer, and dare I be stereotypical Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
From Muck Boots?
Yes.
With a name like Sean O'Brien.
With a name like Muck Boots?
With a name like Muck Boots.
Seriously?
I live in Boston, too, by the way.
Oh, get out of town.
Marcus from
out of town.
Massachusetts, Cape Cod.
I am.
The world begins and ends there, basically.
Yes,
everything.
Am I right
there.
Or am I right?
You are correct.
I rest my case.
See,
is it a water fountain?
All right,
or
I'm just going to leave.
Is it a bubbler?
These boots are made for walking.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys are coming out with everything right
yes,
now.
Yes,
the cliches are fabulous.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. They're also excruciating.
They are excruciating.
Now, you are here with Muck Boots.
Yes.
And you've shared two pair with us. I have the Upland or Uplander.
Those are kind of hot.
The Uplander. That's the Uplander, yes.
I like this little pop of green on the side.
Yes. I mean, that's a boot that you can easily go anywhere with. And the nice thing about that, it's 100% waterproof. So your feet are going to be dry, you're going to be protected, and all-day comfort. You're going to be in that thing all day and not have an issue.
You know, these are really comfortable that I have on, too. What are these called?
Oh, those are the Pacey. And
Pacey.
So those are specific for women. Now, that you'd look good into it, in them, too. But
I appreciate that. No, really, I appreciate that.
Well, these are tall, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. You're actually dope. You know, it's funny. The interview's over.
Yes, exactly. So those are more equestrian. So for riding, you could easily ride in those. You could muck a stall very easily. You could do a lot of things. So those are 100% waterproof and all day. You can stay in those things all day and you'd be perfectly comfortable.
They are super comfortable.
Yes.
And when I put them on, I don't have any socks on because I've been wearing high heel shoes around the National Hardware Show. There's not like that ooh. I want to call it the ooh inside other boots that you feel. Like I can slip into these and not have that sort of grimy feeling inside.
That's another huge benefit of ours because we're being, you can stand up, you can step into them. They're comfortable right out of the gate. Don't have to break them in. And they don't have that rubber, clammy, stickiness, sweatiness.
Wow. Is it a lining? Is it a breathable fabric?
It's a couple things. This spring, one of the biggest things, our boots are great in harsh conditions, weather, cold, grime, mud, you name it. But this spring, we came up with a new technology, Express Cool, which basically allows you to go all the way up to 90 degrees with a moisture-wicking lining called Express Cool. And what that does is it pulls the sweat away from your foot, and it brings it up to the top of the boot and evaporates out. So that's the biggest thing. 90 degrees, even weather like this. What is it, probably 75 degrees right now?
Yeah.
It's 70 awesome degrees.
Yeah. You can wear it all day, and you'd be totally comfortable, and your feet are nice and cool. So
I don't feel super sweaty in these. And I've been wearing them for how many minutes now? If I had my work boots on that I have at home... My work boots that I have on at home, I would be super sweaty by now without socks.
No, and breathability is key. And
that is really important for comfort because you don't want to be thinking about how uncomfortable your feet are while you're doing a project or doing any kind of work. You want to focus on the task at hand.
That's the biggest thing, and that's what we pride ourselves on is that 24 hours a day, ultimate comfort. Because you can. If you're comfortably not thinking about your feet, you can be on the job site longer. There's other things you got to worry about, and so that's a big thing.
Well, that's it. I mean, I've mowed lawns on wet days, and my feet are drenched. Mm-hmm. Hikes, same thing. Mm-hmm. You walk through a stream, and that's it. Your socks are wringing wet. You're uncomfortable, and now you're not, and you've got Boss treads on this thing.
Well, the tread's the one you're holding, too. What is this one called?
So this is a Vibram tread. This is, you see a lot of Vibram on hiking shoes, outdoor shoes, trail running shoes. So that's a big thing for us is that Vibram's a proprietary technology that this is exclusive for us. For the outsole, it gives you unbelievable traction and tread, so you can handle any kind of surface or condition that you're working in.
Now, and this comes in a steel toe and a tall version, too.
Yes, most of our boots do have a safety toe or a steel toe, and they come in mid and high length.
High length.
So that's a big thing that works out real
and
well.
And this around the top. Now, what is this called?
Okay, so this is a binding that just kind of seals around. So if you tuck your pants in, just like you did here, it kind of protects them, holds them, and gives them snug. So another thing is that... So if you get splashed or things don't fall into your boots.
Stuff isn't going to get in there.
No.
I love that. This is a really neat feature.
Yes.
And is that the same deal or similar deal? Because this boot has a lace on it.
Yep.
Is there a gasket in there that's going to pull water away?
It's a gusset. So basically it's waterproof all the way to the top so nothing can spill in through there. Just what that does, the laces pull the rubber together so it gives you a nice fit and feel.
Wow.
Somebody get me a barrel of water. any trash cans available?
I am well to test that. You stick this in a bucket of water for hours and nothing's going to seep in there. So no problem. Get it. Get the bucket.
I was just thinking
how many people have asked you for a trash can full of water?
No, I was just thinking we're going to be...
Wait, where's the bartender? Get me a trash can full of beer.
Mark, we're going to be talking to Jack Youngblood later in the show, and he was where they developed the Gatorade. I'm thinking, you need a Gatorade pool.
Oh, that's right. He went to, I hope I get it right, University of... Florida.
That is
right. We're Gatorade, Florida Gators.
One thing we do, which we're doing a big event at our booth tomorrow. Allison Victoria is coming by from DIY's Kitchen Crashers. So very excited about that. She's coming in. She's going to be wearing these, so our feet will be nice and comfortable.
Will she be kicking people?
I have no idea, but she'll be there in the booth, so you'll see her with the boots on.
Well, if Allison Victoria is kicking people, maybe you could tweet that out at Muck Boot Co. I want to see her
kicking people.
We're going to put her in a bucket of water, actually.
You're going to put her in a bucket of water?
No, we're not going to put her in a bucket
you
of water.
You should put her in a bucket of water.
You should put him in a bucket of water.
Yeah, over
cool
my
off.
Head.
Really?
Over my head. Now, we've got the lace-up style Upland
yep.
that I have here
yep.
and the high-boot Pacey here.
Yep.
Other styles, other looks?
A lot of other looks and styles. So not only is it good for, like, you can use it for equestrian. This is for hunting. We have a lot of boots that are specific for hunting. And then we have a lot for construction and farming. So we have really three big categories. So we have more of an outdoor look. We have the hunting looks, and then we have a specific job.
And how about the winter, like deep freeze,
cold, in addition to all year round?
We
have a whole collection of Arctic sports, which are really for heavy-duty snowmobiling. If you're from Minnesota, ice fishing, you name it, up in Canada, all the way up. So we have heavy-duty winter boots.
These guys at Handy Magazine are from there. They just had snow.
Yes.
We just have to take a break.
So go to MuxBootsCompany.com and follow them on Twitter at MuxBootsCo.
And follow us back to this break. We'll be right back with more from the Handy Boot and Rebuilding Together, Straight First of the Year. More.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
There goes my hero.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
I found the best place to stand here at the Las Vegas Convention Center, hands down.
All right.
Hands down, the best place to stand is on this new Stanley-branded mat. Oh, and it's doubled up right here, too.
Yeah, that's extra comfort right there.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm in love.
We're joined by the creators of this product, Sleep Innovations, which has teamed up with Stanley Tools to create this floor mat for DIYers and professionals who are standing at a saw bench or an assembly area or their workbench so that they can stand there longer and more comfortably.
Yeah, I guess my job is done. You explained it
perfectly. Interview's over. Interview's over. We're back on schedule.
So what'd you have for lunch?
I had a Gatorade.
Oh.
We've been busy working at the booth. You know, the traffic has been so great. I mean, this is a brand new mat. Now, sorry, go ahead.
Seriously, the traffic. I bet everybody's coming into the booth at Sleep Innovations and nobody's going out of the booth.
No, they're not leaving. We have to push them away until they place orders. Then they can go.
I'm sorry, now you can leave.
Yeah.
These are ridiculous.
They are ridiculous.
And I mean that in the best possible way.
So this is an anti-fatigue utility mat. Anti-fatigue meaning 80% of consumers somehow experience back problem. Most of it is from standing. And for do-it-yourself consumers, they're standing in their workbench, they're standing in their garage, wherever the utility space is, and they want something more comfortable to stand on so they can play longer and play with their tools and everything like that. So this is high-density polyurethane foam. It's a perfect balance of comfort and support. And it is tested against any garage chemical, additive, anything that could be in a garage.
Like if you change your oil or you have oil grease or acid on your garage floor.
We tested against motor oil, grease, WD-40, antifreeze. It's resistant against all of that.
That would be kind of fun to do that testing.
It would be fun.
Just begin to, like, just splatter everything on.
See what happens. Yeah. And it wipes right away.
Starting
wow. doesn't seep
my
into.
Fix It Up Life feature.
Oh, are you going to ask me a question?
No.
Oh.
I already asked that.
All right.
Yeah. So if I were doing a project where I had to be on my knees, tiling, putting in a toilet, working at a sink, any of those weird kinds of things that you have to do, wiring an electrical device, I'd put this down first.
Well, you
not only that, I could put another one next to me, and I can keep putting a tool together. I put a tile saw together once. It took me like 2 hours. I'm rolling around on the ground.
How'd your back feel after that?
It was my knees were killing
me. Yeah.
Here, I can put my stuff out like this. On-air tool review, my Fix It Up Life, patented feature of this program that I'm just making up right now.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I'm done my project...
Yes. I'm going to lay down, take a nap.
I think we have a spokesperson right here.
Has anyone actually laid down today and taken a nap?
Not that I've witnessed,
right,
but I'm sure people are thinking about it.
And here we go. First, right here. Night-night.
Goodbye. So, okay, who thinks I can do it?
Okay, so here it comes. It comes in black, and it's Stanley branded, as my husband does completely unusual antics.
This is the exclusive, obviously black and yellow are mm-hmm. the colors of Stanley, so we're keeping true to their roots and keeping true to that, blending in with the utility space, because
nice.
That person doesn't really want that to, you know, stand out. It's, you know, it's purely functional for them, and it helps them, you know, continue on.
I'm thinking another use. Tim Williams, timwilliams.com.
You know, I play shows 4 hours a night.
Yeah.
Turn the reverb off on that. And my back and my legs are killing me at the end of the night, every single night.
It won't hurt with this one.
Hey, Tim.
Sleep Innovation.
You only have to wait till December 25th for my present to you. I got it early. You're going to have to
wait. He's got a lot of shows before then, baby.
Tim will be hobbled over. Now, this is something else. I'm having ideas all over the place.
Yes, there's so many different uses.
Put it in my trunk of a car or somewhere where I need to put sensitive things that I'm carrying, like equipment, like electronic equipment.
Oh, yeah,
Pad a car.
Yeah.
Pad the bed of a truck
for
moving things.
Yep.
Is it slippery enough that you can drag furniture on it?
No, actually, the construction is designed so you won't slip, because in your workspace, you have all that stuff going around.
Oh, right, so it's grippy.
Exactly.
So I could put this at a table saw where a lot of woodworkers go, or bandsaws, and Dan Carey from Handy Magazine would talk about this, where you stand there, you don't want it to be moving under your feet.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's not a good thing.
No.
No, when tools are moving, when a saw is moving.
Yeah, whenever I work at a table saw, I like to dance a little. It's not in the instructions.
Not in the instructions. I would actually follow the manufacturer's instructions and not Mark's instructions.
We do not necessarily condone dancing, but that's your prerogative.
Can you put it outside?
You can put it outside, yeah.
And leave it there for an extended period of time, or is it like you got to bring it in?
You have to bring it in if you want to, you know, sustain the life of the product, which is backed by a 20-year manufacturer's warranty because of the durability of the product.
Could I make a bed out of them?
You could if you want. You could stack them up.
You're very
I think he said he wants to take one home.
I know. I think he wants to take a whole truck full of them home.
Well, I could put this in my truck, and I can keep my stuff safe, my body safe, my tools safe, and my work better.
Sleep Innovation.
What is better than Sleep Innovation? Comfort workwear.
There you go.
From inside the Handy booth at the National Hardware Show, we'll be back with more My Pickin' Up Lunch.
I came to dance, dance, dance. Get out the way, that's my plan, plan, plan. Wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands.
Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
And rock me back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And it's game on.
Game on.
We are joined by All-Pro, Pro Bowl, Super Bowl. Is that a Super Bowl ring?
That's the whole ring.
That's the whole thing. I couldn't
it's
even lift that up. Never mind play in the Super Bowl. Jack Youngblood. From the then Los Angeles Rams.
Thank you, Mark. Thank
right?
You. Yes. The then Los Angeles.
The then Los Angeles Rams. They've moved enough times that I had to think about that for a second.
Me too. They ran off, dumped us, and, you know, we don't have anything to do with St. Louis much anymore.
Now, Jack, first of all, I have to congratulate you for having a fantastic first name.
Oh, I wasn't going to do that.
It's our son's first
name. Yes. We have a son, Jack.
Oh, do you?
Yes, 4-year-old.
That's an excellent choice.
Yes.
He actually says those words. That's an excellent choice.
Yes, he does.
He's four.
He's 4 years old.
Yes, he's an old soul.
Now, I have 1,000 questions for you, but I want to make sure that we find out why you're here at the National Hardware Show in the first place.
I have a real dear friend from the playing days in California, Joe Peluto. He's the president and CEO of Prime Wire, and he asked me to come. He did the show 2 years ago, and I came and was there at the show with him for 2 days, and then he asked me this year to come and be in the show again. So I said, of course I will, and you know it's fun. It's fun, especially to reconnect with old friends and catch up where they are.
Well, I am so excited that you're here because, well, you're a legend. And
in my own mind.
Well, you are. And my father, see, I have a football family. So my dad is, I don't know, a ginormous football fan,
yeah.
I would have to say.
Yeah.
Ginormous. And he used to go to Griffith Stadium in D.C. when it was Griffith Stadium. And he was one of the first, like, season ticket holders for the Washington Redskins when they first were established a long time ago. And he would be out of his gourd right now to know that I'm sitting next to you right now.
He probably saw us play those Redskins several times. In fact, you remember the bad things that happened to me. I don't remember the good things, to be honest with you. You know, the good plays and the wins and all that. But I do remember when they handed us our rear end. Washington in 1980, I want to say 83, 52-3, I think it was.
I didn't even know that they had that score.
It was so bad. I just could not wait for that clock to tick down. to get me out of that place. Yeah, it was a playoff game.
As a defensive player, were they just running over you physically and mentally?
And everything else. I mean, it was just complete. They were doing anything and everything they wanted to that day.
But so people know you, and I want to circle back to what we were saying about legend before, because I saw a look come over your face. But in football and in life,
right.
I guess, you know, when you've got a running back stomping on your head and running or just outrunning you, leaving you there, and you're embarrassed and you're tired, you're known for being a never give in, never say die, blood and guts, smash mouth player. You're going to go and you're going to find a way to win no matter what. How do you make that work when you're not winning?
Well, you never lose that attitude. From play to play, you play each play as if it's the only play of the game, and even though somebody else messed up, you know, three plays ago and let them score, this next play I'm going to make the play. I'm going to do something to stop them from doing what they want to do. So
all I heard in there was blame your other players.
Got it. But that's such a
right
good lesson.
That's right.
From Jack
somebody
Youngblood,
else.
As edited by Mark.
Somebody White. Else.
But that is such a good lesson in life, though, to not be distracted by what's happened before. You know, learn the lesson, move forward, and try to do your best, and go after it.
And try not to do what you did wrong the last time.
Yeah.
That's the key to it, learning.
Now, I'm reading the book about you right now.
Are you?
Yes, because it was
Thank
Sunday.
You.
Yes, I'm reading it on my iPhone, and I'm enjoying it. And, okay, I'm a mom of a 4-year-old boy who is tough. He is so tough that
it's... You might not need to explain it to him. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay,
the guy played in the NFL.
He's so tough that it scares me a little bit. And his grandfather, my dad, played football. His father played rugby for 10 years. Okay, do you have any advice for me and other mommies out there that know that you're raising a boy that's going to go into...
He's not going to go in the chess club first.
No.
He's not going to the glee club.
But the first thing when he was a very little guy, when he was like 18 months old, just like, you know, walking around and going to little activities, and like they would bring balls out in the activities, he would not see people anymore. He would just see the ball, and he would get all the balls. So, like, the little girls would just, like, want their little pink ball. They'd be gone. Because all he'd
And he'd go
ball.
In. No joke. He'd go in and strip it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Strip it. Yeah.
Take it down
take
and
that.
Come out of it that way.
Do you have any advice for me to go to my, like, happy, quiet place? Because your mother was, you know, behind you 100%.
Absolutely.
I'm afraid.
Absolutely. I like Jack's attitude. I'd love to meet that child. He's got something going for him. For a mother, promote what he's good at. Don't push him any direction except what he's good at. That's the main thing. And then try to coach him and you know, allow him to and give him the opportunity to go and be as good as he possibly can be at whatever that is. If it's sewing, or if it's playing football, let him be as good as he possibly can be in whatever it is.
And is that a lesson you learned from your mom?
Yes, yeah, and my father and grandfather. You know, you go be what you can be. Go be as good as you can be.
Now, and when you started playing football, because I'm reading the book too, and I'm not sure I have the story right because I only get every other third word. I mean, it's not, and no helmets in rugby, okay?
That's right.
You had, when you were trying out for the football team for the first time in your life, you were having a problem because you had growing pains, you weren't as big as the other guys, and what is that story, and did it inform the hustle that you then became known for at in college and later on in the NFL?
Well, I was having, and I don't know what the name of the you know, the doctor's word for what I was, it was growing pains. My knees were growing faster than the rest of the body, and so therefore it was causing serious pain, and I couldn't run very fast because it was so painful. Got through that phase of growing, and never let the concept and the desire to go and play competitive in something, basketball, baseball, you know, football, whatever it was, I still had that competitive edge.
Is that part of it? Is it obviously everything's a physical game. You got to be able to run down the street and throw a ball through the ring and all that stuff. But is it possible to say for at least you or other players that you know, or other people that you admire, how much of it's mental edge? And if you don't think you can do it anyway?
Well, see, in sports, you have to have the talent, first of all. And there's a lot of them out there who have the talent. There's not a lot of them that have the mental capacity to play at that level and play it consistently for a long period of time. That's the difference.
Is it like a work ethic thing? Like you have
work
to go to the gym.
Work ethic is part of it. Absolutely.
Just, even if you don't want to.
And you have to be able to look at what you did wrong, correct it, never do that again, and then go play.
Work ethic.
What now, the silence that you're hearing, by the way, Jack? I want to point something out. Is my Fix It Up Life feature? Is she so impressed?
I am.
And moved by what she's hearing, because my wife is a born winner. There's no question about
Aww.
It. And what she's hearing is she's taking that in. You know, like if I said something, for example, she'd be talking before I even finish saying hello. Hey, how you doing? You know what, Mark? Why don't you go do the dishes and get some other stuff done?
We all live through that.
Well, and for 14 seasons, right?
Right,
one
correct.
Game missed.
Correct.
And you played in the Super Bowl with a broken leg.
With a broken leg.
That's work ethic.
That's what?
That's work ethic. That's dedication.
That's a passion.
Yes.
That was the only reason that I've looked back and tried to figure out what was going on then. Was the passion to play the game. I was the captain of the football team. And I was, my mentality is, if you can go, if you can play, you go and play, because it's your responsibility to your teammates. And so I went out there the first, you know, broke it in the second quarter of the Dallas playoff game, the divisional playoff. Went in, taped it up, came back out, finished the ball game, sacked. Sacked Roger twice in the second half.
Roger Staubach.
Staubach. And that put us into the fifth championship game of our career. We went to Tampa, Florida, and shut them out. That was on a broken leg. And 2 weeks later, we played Pittsburgh in Super Bowl 14. And had it won, had to think it was right there. It was in our grasp with 6 minutes left in the ballgame. And then Terry Bradshaw made two great throws. And John Stallworth went up and made some tremendous plays, and they beat us 31-19.
How much do you want to say right now how much you hate Terry Bradshaw?
I'm part of the reason he's bald.
Okay,
So what is it like? You know, in the book I'm reading about you, you didn't watch football on TV growing up. Now, what is it like watching football games with you now? Like, are you, do you have to be by yourself quiet, like if you're watching on TV, or is it sort of social?
Actually, I don't watch a whole lot.
Really?
Football anymore. I'll watch it later on in the season. It's first of the season. It's not good football in my mind. Mm-hmm. I see too many errors. I see the wrong rather than the right. And later in the season, I'll start watching it a little bit. And you'll have to put up with me because I'll be telling you exactly what so and so did wrong. Did he did that? You know what happened? So I get rather technical with it.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. It's fun.
Wow.
Well, I might actually be afraid to watch a game with you, and I don't know why the quarterback puts his foot up like that. But we have to take the snap and go into the break. We'll be back with more from the Handy Booth with Rebuilding Together's Straight Person of the Year and more. I Fix It Up Live.
Yeah, that trade is coming.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show. So if you have questions about today's show or a project at your home, send us a note at info@myfixituplife.com.
And tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life.